Hello, I'm Dodge, and this is the I Found It on Reddit short stories podcast, where I will be reading to you my favorite short stories that I find on Reddit. Today is our 26th episode. Send me a message. Let me know what y'all think of the podcast so far. If y'all have any ideas of how I can improve, this is my first solo podcast. So, still kind of winging it. Still trying to find my way, in a way. But I hope y'all are enjoying it just the same. Today, I'm going to be reading to you the short scary story, I Know Better, by MaliaGirl1314. Let's get started.
I Know Better, by MaliaGirl1314. I stare down at my son's face, feeling the first hint of hesitation. My hand shakes, a tiny tremor, but it was enough. It's all. There's a momentary flash of recognition in its eyes, and the corners of its mouth turn up just a little. It tried to hide it almost immediately, but I saw. I know better. I turn away from my son, who is not my son, tossing the shovel aside and scooping the dirt onto him with my own hands.
Daddy?
The thing who is not my son chokes out as dirt rains down on him.
What are you doing?
It whimpers in my son's voice.
I'm scared.
Tears sting my eyes, but I keep moving, dragging the dirt as fast as I can. It cakes underneath my fingernails, and I start to bleed as rocks cut my palms, but I feel nothing.
Daddy, it's hard to breathe.
It cries. And for the first time, I hear it struggling.
Please. I want to go home.
Its words. Muffled. It thrashes down in the grave I've made for it, but the rope holds.
Please.
It gasps.
I don't want to die.
It sounds terrified, but I know better. I cry into the dirt, my chest heaving. The mixture of earth and salt from my tears fills my mouth.
Daddy!
It calls, and I can almost hear its smile. I grit my teeth and get to my feet, grabbing the shovel and looking down into the hole. The thing that's not my son looks up at me with wide eyes. Its face and tops of its sneakers are visible through the dirt.
Daddy, help! I wanna go home!
It begs, struggling to keep its head above the ground. I squeeze my eyes shut, and for a second I think I'll open them and be back in my house, sitting in front of the TV, my mouth tasting of cheap beer instead of dirt. But I know better. I begin shoveling the rest of the dirt into the grave. The thing tries to struggle, but the weight of the earth on top of it is too much. I hear it whimper as it starts to panic.
Daddy!
It screams. I give the thing that looks like my son, but isn't, one last look. I'm not your daddy, I say, as I toss down the last of the dirt into the grave. I see the thing that's not my son grinning up at me. I pack the ground hard under my boots and collapse on top of it. After my breathing begins to steady, I listen for any sounds underneath and recoil at the faint giggling I hear. I may seem cruel, evil, too. But my Tim's been gone for 30 years this October, and still that thing comes back every autumn, scratching at the door and begging to be let in, its eyes black as tar and smelling like death. I pray each time that it'll be the last, but I know better.
Thank you so much for listening to my reading of the short scary story, I Know Better, by MaliaGirl1314. You can find a link to the story, the link to my YouTube narration, and the link to leave me a message in this episode's description. I can't wait to hear from y'all. I really can't. I hope y'all are having an amazing week. I will see y'all soon. And until then, catch you on the next page.